Narcissus in Chains by Laurel K. Hamilton. June had come in, like its usual hot, sweaty self. But a freak cold front had moved in during the night, and the car radio had been full of the record low temperatures. It was only in the low 60s, not that cold, but after weeks of 80 and 90 plus, it felt downright frigid. My best friend Ronnie Sims and I were sitting in my Jeep with the windows down, letting the unseasonably cool air drift in on us. Ronnie had turned 30 tonight. We were talking about how she felt about turning the big 3-0 and other girl talk. Considering that she's a private detective and I raise the dead for a living, it was pretty ordinary talk. Sex, guys, turning 30, vampires, werewolves, you know, the usual. We could have gone inside the house, but there was something about the intimacy of a car after dark that makes you want to linger. Or maybe it was the sweet smell of spring-like air coming through the windows, like the caress of some half-remembered lover. Okay, so he's a werewolf. No one's perfect, Ronnie said. Date him, sleep with him, marry him. My vote's for Richard. I know you don't like Jean-Claude. Don't like him? Her hands gripped the passenger side door handle, squeezing it until I could see the tension in her shoulders. I think she was counting to 10. If I killed as easily as you do, I'd have killed that son of a bitch 2 years ago, and your life would be a lot less complicated now. The last was an understatement, but I don't want him dead, Ronnie. He's a vampire, Anita. He is dead. She turned and looked at me in the dark. Her soft gray eyes and yellow hair had turned to silver and near white in the cold light of the stars. The shadows and bright reflected light left her face in bold relief.